Thank God.
Thank you, brother. Thank God. Appreciate your good help. Amen. We need some good friends, don't we? Amen. He sung it tonight, What a Friend, this morning, I believe it was. Tonight was, what a friend we have in Jesus. He is a friend. He's a friend, thank God. Greater love hath no man than this. Man lay down his life for his friends. That's a blessing, ain't it? Amen. Amen. I count you all my friends. Amen. That's right. Surely you'd be my friend if I'm preaching to you the word. Amen. That's right. Amen. I didn't know nobody in here before I was saved besides my wife. Nobody. I didn't know nobody in here before I was saved besides my wife. My daddy and mama. My daddy ain't here tonight. He had a pretty long day at it. Had him a little birthday gathering this afternoon. He's pretty tired. But you pray for him. God would bless him. Help him. People that's concerned about you is your friends. Not people that give you everything you want, but people that have a deep concern for your soul and want to help you and not just say it, but do it. Amen. Thank God for that. Well, I'm going to say a little something here. If you got your Bible and look at it, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine too. In John 10, this has just kind of been on my mind. I ain't going to say a whole lot. Try not to hold you tonight. Amen. These brothers have said some good words for us tonight. I thank God for it. John 10 says, shepherd and the sheep. He said in verse number 11, I am. Not that I was. Not that I'm going to be, but I am. Amen. How many times Jesus say, I am. I am, thank God. I am who I said I am. Moses, tell him I am sent you. That's who I am. Amen. That's right. I am. There are several I ams in the book of John. And here's one of them. I am the good shepherd. Amen. Thank God. Not a false shepherd, but a good shepherd. Amen. Listen what he said. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Now, I believe in context here he's talking about, amen, that whatever he had to do, he'd give his own life for his sheep. That's the true mark of a shepherd, protecting his sheep. He protects us. Amen. Thank God this night I'm thankful. Listen, amen, we was talking tonight, me and Brother Redmond, about the entrance of the Word of God and what God does through that. That somebody preached to me the gospel and I was born again. And now, thank God, through the Word, amen, that edifies and admonishes my heart. Amen, that increased my faith. Thank God, by faith we hear the Word. And the faith is increased by faith coming by what? Hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. Just like him preaching about Mephibosheth. Amen. That increases me, thank God, to realize that, no, brethren, that man couldn't get to where the king was. But, brethren, listen, what he said, that I might show him kindness. Amen. Not only it was but for Jonathan's sake, amen, that he had kindness on his son, Mephibosheth, who was lame on his feet. Amen. And Ziba, thank God, takes the king's chariot and go picks him up. Amen. And brings him back to the king's house. And then inheritance of Jonathan was his. And bless the Lord for that. Thank God, I'm glad we're inheritors tonight of eternal life. And everything God says, amen, listen, he said we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. That means that we're in with him. And everything he has, we're an heir of it. Amen, that's a spiritual heir. Amen, we're not going to preach prosperity tonight, but thank God we are prosperous. Thank God through the goodness of God and his adoption or his, thank God, the fatherhood, thank God, through the blood of Christ. Thank God we've been bought tonight to be his. Amen. He purchased with the price of blood. Thank God tonight we're his tonight. And bless his name. And so he's the good shepherd. Verse 12 says, but he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. And so we need a good shepherd. And I'm thankful tonight. Brethren, listen. He's a good shepherd. He protects us. Thank God from the attack of the wolf. Amen. The wolf, my friend, is is trying to destroy the sheep. And surely this is a picture of the devil. Amen. He is against us. He's in opposition. Amen. But listen, the truth, thank God, and I will prevail. Amen. Over the attack. Hey, God, listen. He tries to scatter them. Amen. But God wants the sheep to be a oneness. Amen. Listen. Hey, God, and I, that's why, praise God, that he's got to be the keeper of the sheep. The sheep couldn't keep theirself. Amen. I've had sheep. They can't keep theirself. They have no defense. They could not defend theirself against anything that would attack them. But thank God for the shepherd. Amen. How many times have we been attacked? How many times have we gone astray? How many times? Thank God we hadn't done, amen, what the shepherd led us to do. But brother, thank God he still keeps us. Thank God brings us back, amen, into where we need to be. And thank God keeps us from the, my friend, the harm and the hurt that could come. Thank God from the wolf. I thank him tonight for that. Thank God. Listen tonight. Everybody that's saved, that's a sheep, they love the truth and want the truth. Amen. That's right. I know that's right. Listen, brother, the Holy Ghost made me assured of this morning when I went to my house and sat down. He says this to me. He said, now whether you understand this or not, I'm working. That's why he said, I'm working. I'm working. I said, Lord, I don't think I've done too good for you this morning. He said, it ain't got nothing to do with you. It's got to do with me. I'm the one that enters the heart. I'm a working. Brother, listen, I feel him tonight in my soul. Now, if I didn't feel him, he ain't changing. He's immutable. He's unchangeable. He'll do as he pleases, and he is with us. Amen. You say, how you know that? Thank God. Look how good he's been to us. Look how he's protected us. Look how he's watched after us. Look how, thank God, brother, listen. Thank God a shepherd looks after his sheep. Amen. They know the voice of the shepherd. They follow the shepherd. Amen. Listen, but we're prone to wonder now. Amen. We're prone to wonder. Look, that don't take us. Amen. Listen, that don't get us out of the fold. Amen. Thank God he just, that's what the shepherd's for. The shepherd's to keep his sheep in. Amen. The shepherd's to protect his sheep. Thank God. Listen, the Bible said the hireling fleeth. Because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. A hireling is somebody's been hired for the job. Amen. Brother, listen, I could not even imagine. Thank God if somebody, amen, would say, I want you to be our preacher. Could you fill out a resume? Amen. I'd say, yeah, my resume is God's will and preaching. And that's it. And I ain't writing that on a paper. I'm giving it 2 years. I don't need nothing but you got to think. I just want to do what God says. And brother, resume, this ain't a job tonight. This is a calling of God. This is the will of God. This is the way of God. And this ain't a job. Amen. It ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm telling you, brother, tonight, thank God the shepherd cares for the sheep. Amen. He put a man, thank God, there to give you, thank God, sound doctrine, have some good preaching, thank God, teaching of the word of God. The Holy Ghost come in and live in us. Amen. And live, thank God, in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Have God with us and the shepherds all around us. Amen. To protect us. Listen to that, friend. Amen. If we got the blessing of God, we got everything tonight. If you got the blessing of God on your life, you ought to shout the victory. Amen. Thank God. He ain't never left you hungry. Amen. Thank God. If you're a sheep, you want to eat sheep food. Amen. You can't feed the sheep briars. I've had them before. Boy, the sheep, I clean the ground off with grass. Amen. That's right. That's why he lead them in the green pasture. Amen. Why? That's where they can eat. Amen. That's right, brother. That's a good place. Amen. Listen, friend. I'm telling you, if you hungry, you can get fed. Thank God. Listen. You don't listen. Thank God. He'll feed you personally. Amen. He'll feed you powerfully. He'll feed you tonight. Amen. Listen to what he said. I'm the good shepherd. Know my sheep. Boy, when I read that 139 the other day, Brother Todd, and I said, boy, I really never just come to the whole depth thought of that, that God said, I know you down sitting and you uprising. That's how much attention he pays to us. I know your thoughts. I know your words. I know the innermost being of your soul. I know everything about you. I know everything about you. I know how to take care of you. I know how to take care of this body of believers. They're my sheep. Amen. They're my purchased flock. Thank God that I gave my life for on the cross of Calvary to save their soul. And thank God to be in this flock. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, listen, thank God, friend, he's a faithful shepherd. Amen. He's a faithful shepherd. He takes care of his people, son. I'm telling you, amen. That's right, brother. He ain't gonna let no wolf, amen, destroy his people. Amen. He said, and the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I laid down my life for the sheep. Kept laying. Hey, he laid it down once for all for sin. Thank God that he's willing to lay down his life. Amen. Them sheep mean more to him than his own life. That's right. He ain't a selfish shepherd. He's a selfless shepherd. It's all about the sheep. It's all about the sheep. You know what God told me when I started pastoring here? And I've tried to, and God knows my heart. I don't know it. I've tried to be long-suffering. God's long-suffering with me so much, it's hard to fathom God's long-suffering to me. It really is. To know me and know God. He's so compassionate and long-suffering and forbearing. But God said this. He said, don't let nothing hinder your flock. My flock. You know what I'm saying. You're in with me. Don't let nothing hinder my flock. I'm concerned about the flock. Get this here. It's not about one sheep wanting their way. It's about the flock being left with God. Right. If I'm concerned about the flock, you know what my number one concern is? That you get spiritual truth. And God blesses you spiritually. To strengthen you in the power of God's life. Thank God. He put it in me. He put it in you. You help me tonight. You brothers help me. Amen. Listen, friend. If I want something from it, I can get something from it. But more than that, he prepareth a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Even in the world out here, thank God I still have the blessings of God. And given the good things of God. Amen. Listen, why? Because I'm his. Verse 17 says, therefore, verse 16, he says, the fold, and he said, them also, he said here in verse 16, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. I'm going to tell you what that is. Listen, Matthew 10:6, Jesus said, do not go to the Gentiles. Don't go to them. You go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Go to that sheepfold of Israel. Go to the lost sheep, though. They're all lost in religion, in sin. But the ministry of that first group there was to go to these Jews. But other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, the Jewish fold. So he sent them out to the Gentiles. Peter was the first one that went to Cornelius. Cornelius was a sheep down there waiting on somebody to show up and tell him about the shepherd. There's a good shepherd named the Lord Jesus, and he's not a respecter of persons or men. He, thank God, receiveth all men that come to him. And in that other fold, all that other fold is Gentile fold. Other sheep I have, other hogs and Robinsons and Redmonds and all the other fold. Hey, listen to this. Brother, how can you deny this? Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. What? The Jewish fold. Them I must bring. That's why we become one. Jew and Gentile, one foe. Jew and Gentile, one foe. That's why we have one body in Christ. Amen. One body. It ain't but one body. He's the one God. Amen. He's one body. And we're the one believer. Each one believer makes up that one body. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you what, brother, listen. Listen to me. He's protecting his sheep. He protects his sheep. I've tried to think, Brother Jonathan, how does this thing work? How does God take a group of people and assemble here in this, let's use this building here with me in, and hold it together? And listen, it ain't no legality to it. There's no legality to the fact that, don't get me wrong, I'm about to say, y'all understand what I'm saying. There's no legality. I'm on the book. That ain't what holds you together. Because your name's on the book. It's going to be in the book. The book of the last book of life. That was already there. If you found out when you got born again, that thing God, I was saying, amen, my name was written in the book of life. In the eyes of God, he had already glorified me anyway. Because when I called, he justified me, but he already justified me, glorified me, and everything was done in Christ, thank God, before the world began. But when in time, he fulfilled everything that was set up by the Father to bring the sheep in. And the amazing thing is, and I haven't this thing, but I think, Lord, how does this thing work? And this is the answer. By him, in him all things consist. That means that he brought this fellow here into the fold. He's in our local fold. But it's bigger than that. That's bigger than that. You're in the one fold. That's right. That's what it is. Hey, and God does that through His Son and through the Holy Spirit and through His power to bring us together and hear the thing and keep us. There ain't no strings attached. You can't be fired. That'd be something. You say, we're in a family, we're in a family. How you going to fire your child? No, you're going to love your child. Ain't that right? Even if you have to discipline your child, you love your child. You do it the right way because you love them. It's a family, thank God, that's sitting together by Him alone and brought together. Brother, listen, thank God we have a shepherd over this flock. Amen. And it's Christ. And brother, listen, it's all held together by the God of heaven. Amen.
Something else. That was my mind. I ain't trying to join get people to join a membership.
I ain't putting paper here and I'm saying, I want y'all to come sign your name here and say you'll be members here if you die. That's it, business. That ain't the way you get in anyway. Here's the thing. Here's a good thing. The Lord added you to this family. And through you being born in this family, then the Lord, and this is a physical family. You understand that? But then on the Lord made you the physical family, He added you to the spiritual family. The physical family is how you get in the world. The spiritual family is how you get out of this world. Because you're spiritually born to go to the spiritual God's heaven. That's right. And so how do we hold it together? By the Spirit in you. What keeps you from doing different? Are doing wrong. The restrainer. So what if I do wrong? God's going to use that to teach me and use that to show me because He loves me because I'm one of His. That's right. That's the blessed thing. Thank God. Jesus ain't no hireling. Amen. He's the true shepherd. Amen. You ever notice in the Bible, He said, He's the true light. Why? There's a false light. Amen. He's the true bread. Amen. That's right.
And look at all that. True shepherd. He's all true. There's always going to be an opposite to try to counterfeit what he is. We talked about that before church. But he's the truth. He's the truth. And he holds us together in truth. I bless his name for that. Thank you for coming tonight. Let's stand. Let's have prayer. Be dismissed tonight.